Brilliance Audio. Scarlet Carnation by Lila Ibrahim. Performed by Bonnie Turpin. To the wide, loving, and generous circle that surrounded us in the midst of a global pandemic. Arise, then, Christian women of this day. Arise, all women who have hearts, whether our baptism be that of water or of tears. Say firmly, we will not have great questions decided by irrelevant agencies. Our husbands shall not come to us reeking with carnage for caresses and applause. Our sons shall not be taken from us to unlearn all that we have been able to teach them of charity, mercy, and patience. We women of one country will be too tender of those of another country to allow our sons to be trained to injure theirs. From the bosom of the devastated earth, a voice goes up with our own. It says, disarm! Disarm! The sword of murder is not the balance of justice. Julia Ward Howe, Mother's Day Proclamation of Peace, 1870. Prologue. Naomi. We make joy in spite of the indignity, or perhaps because of it. Delight in my well-lived life is a most satisfying weapon against the hate and trampling. God calls me to build the common good and make my own days glad. I do both with every breath I'm given. Naomi Wallace. Chapter 1. May, 1915. I don't believe it would be wise, May whispered in John's ear. She resisted the warm tug of his body pressed against hers. His fingers released their tight grip on her skirt. He pushed against the mattress, cool air rushing into the gap between them, and looked into her eyes while he stroked the hair at the nape of her neck. A lovely shiver ran down her spine.
We are almost engaged,
he assured May. Her breath caught. He was finally expressing the sentiment she felt in her heart. Are you certain? He nodded slowly. Desire filled his brown eyes. She took his face between her hands. Her thumbs caressed his cheeks as she gazed up at him. May combed her fingers through his sandy brown hair. He smiled down at her, his eyes sparkling with love. She brought her lips to his, ready to signal her consent with a passionate kiss, when the clock chimed the half hour. She dropped her head back on the mattress in his studio apartment. Not like this. When they were expected at Professor Kruber's for dinner, May exhaled hard and cleared her throat to push down her own desire. Soon, I promise. I'll be ready soon, but not tonight when we have to rush off. He nodded and smiled, but the slight droop of his head told her he was disappointed. I'm getting Margaret Sanger's pamphlet on family limitation from my cousin on Sunday, she reminded him, hoping her assurance would prevent hurt feelings.
You are practical, as always, he said, and sighed.
She shrugged. He gave her a peck on the lips and rose from his bed. May couldn't read John's emotions. Was he angry? She shouldn't have let it go so far, but it was so pleasurable. She considered apologizing. John gazed at her like he knew her mind.
Don't imagine my state to be anything other than pure devotion to you,
he exhaled.
I don't want to rush into anything until you are as certain as I am.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?